Welcome to the Coffee with Kara podcast. I am so excited for today's coffee chat, and I feel so honored that you're here taking time out of your day to join me on this imaginary coffee date. So, without any further ado, grab your favorite drink, maybe a snack, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, my friend. Today, I wanted to share with you my top tips for when you're getting started with charting for fertility awareness. Because, for instance, when I was getting started charting, there was so much information and I didn't really know where to begin. And so I was just Pinteresting and YouTubing and reading all the blog posts. And so this is for you. This is like my top tips for when you're getting started. Like, you don't know much about fertility awareness, but you're excited to learn. If that's you, keep on listening. Before we really dive in, though, I do want to apologize for my voice. I am getting over having really bad allergies this morning. I could not talk at all, so this is a great improvement. Just kind of squeaky. So please bear with me and please forgive my squeaky voice. I just wanted to show up and be consistent because last week I thought, you know what, I'm going to restart this podcasting thing and do it again. And then I recorded last week's episode, and then today and all of this weekend and really last week too, my voice has just not been doing that great. So finally today I'm like, okay, I just gotta do it. So I'm doing it. I'm showing up. We're gonna talk about fertility awareness, even though my voice is coming back, but it was gone. So with that being said, let's dive in. The first thing that you need to do when you're getting started with fertility awareness is to research the different types of methods. So when I first started, I had no idea that there was more than one method out there, but there is. So last week's episode was all about the different types of fertility awareness methods. So if you want to have a really more in-depth look into what the different methods are, I recommend checking out that episode because I'm not going to be going more or as in-depth this episode today. However, in a nutshell, the different types of fertility awareness methods are based on your fertility biomarkers such as cervical mucus, hormone tests, and basal body temperature, which is your temperature the first thing that you wake up in the morning. You can use these signs to chart your cycles, and when you follow specific rules from a specific method, you can use fertility awareness to avoid or achieve pregnancy. But even if you're not married and you're wanting to learn how to chart, there could be great benefits for you too. And I have a past episode on that too of why to use fertility awareness if you're single. But anyway, there are methods that use only cervical mucus, methods that use cervical mucus and basal body temperature, methods that use cervical mucus and hormone testing, and methods that only use hormone testing. So what you're going to want to do as you're getting started is to research the different types of methods and then determine which one would be best for you and your lifestyle and your marriage. So for example, if you have a sleep schedule that's crazy and changing due to your job, a method that uses basal body temperature might not be the best for you. Or if you love the idea of not having to buy a specific thermometer or not having to buy hormone tests, learning a method that only uses cervical mucus might be best for you because really you only need your body and your chart in order to use a cervical mucus only method. If you choose a method that requires you to track your temperature, you will have to wake up at the same time each morning to take your temperature. Oh, and you'll also need to have at least 3 hours of uninterrupted sleep before that. Otherwise, your temperature reading might not be as accurate. This can be a major con if you have a wacky sleep schedule due to your job or if you just like sleeping in on the weekends, like me. Thankfully, there is a solution to this problem, and that is the Temp Drop. The Temp Drop is a wearable thermometer that tracks your temperature while you sleep. It has an algorithm that learns how to filter out disturbances such as getting up to use the bathroom in the middle of the night or the rustling of sheets. The Temp Drop syncs to your phone via Bluetooth, but it only emits Bluetooth when you tell it to sync, which is great so you don't have to worry about wearing a Bluetooth device while you sleep if that's a concern for you. It also easily syncs to the Read Your Body charting app, which is awesome because that is the best charting app ever, in my opinion.
I've been using my Tim Drop for over a year now, and I love it so much. Technically, right now, the method I use doesn't even use temperature. I'm using FEM, which is a cervical mucus and LH testing method, but I still track my temperature because the Tim Drop makes it so easy. Tim Drop is raising their prices in May 2022, and right now they're having a 10% off sale this week. If you'd like to buy a Tim Drop, you can use my affiliate link in the show notes to get an additional 10% off for a total of 20% off right now. So go take advantage of the low prices before they raise them and get the 20% off using the link in the show notes. All right, back to the episode. Once you've chosen a method, the second thing you need to do is to find an instructor. If you're wanting to use fertility awareness as your birth control method, you definitely need an instructor. Your instructor will come alongside you to teach you the family planning rules for your method and help you interpret your charts. Not only that, but the effectiveness of the methods increase when you learn from an instructor. In fact, I don't think there's ever been studies of the efficacy of self-taught fertility awareness. What you do not want to do is follow a bunch of fertility awareness Instagram accounts or join fertility awareness Facebook groups and then piece together your own method based upon what you see on social media. Now, don't get me wrong, following people on Instagram or joining fam Facebook groups can be a great way to supplement your education and gain additional support. However, they don't need to be your primary form of education. So you might be wondering, how do I find an instructor? There are a few different ways you can find one. The first is to use hashtags on Instagram. I recommend searching the hashtags hashtag natural family planning instructor or hashtag fertility awareness educator or vice versa. Like you could do hashtag natural family planning educator or hashtag fertility awareness instructor. You get the point. So search those hashtags and then look at the accounts that pop up and then look at those posts and see if you connect with any of those instructors. Look at what method they teach and if it's the one that you want to learn. Or maybe you're not sure which method you want to learn yet, and so maybe you'll just find an instructor that you click with and then learn that method that they teach. If you want to be very specific, you could use hashtag Creighton or hashtag Marquette to find people who are posting about those methods. And typically, the only people posting about fertility awareness on Instagram are people that teach fertility awareness. Pretty safe bet. So you can click on those accounts and see if they do, in fact, teach it. Another way you can use social media to find an educator is to ask in Facebook groups. There are a lot of fertility awareness Facebook groups that you can join, and that would be a great place to ask if anybody's an instructor and if they have openings for clients. The third way that you can find an instructor is to use the Fertility Awareness Educator Directory. Go to the website faeducators.directory to get started. I'll put that link in the show notes for you. On that website, you can do a very specific search for an educator of your desired method. You can filter based upon price, if they offer online classes, what their views on abortion are, if they support barrier methods during the fertile window or not, and so much more. Once you've applied your filters, educators will pop up that fit those things. Click on a profile and you can read more about them, and they'll also have links to their websites and social media so that you can go and learn more about them and their offerings there. Just gonna throw this out there, but another way you can find an educator is to work with me. Okay, so I'm finishing up my FEM certification and I would love to work with you. Send me a DM on Instagram to learn more, or you can join my waitlist through the link in the show notes to be the first to know when I'm accepting clients. And that's all I'm gonna say about that for right now. More about FEM and what I'm gonna offer later once I'm actually certified. Anywho. My third tip for when you're getting started with charting is to be consistent. When you're getting started, it is 100% okay if you feel overwhelmed with all the information and all the things that you have to track. You might even forget to chart one day, and that's okay. The important thing is that you create a habit of charting so that you can eliminate those skip days as much as possible. I have some ideas on how you can help yourself to be consistent when you're first starting out. If you're tracking your temperature, set the thermometer on top of your phone on your nightstand. That way, when your alarm goes off, you'll feel your temperature and remember to check your temperature right then. You could also set reminders on your phone to go off throughout the day to remind you to check for cervical mucus. You could label the reminder, quote, check CM
end quote, if you're worried about someone seeing it. If you have to take LH tests, set reminders for that as well, or write it down on your daily to-do list. Once you've observed your biomarkers, it's important that you record that information on your chart. Otherwise, it'll do you no good if you forget to write it down. So either chart throughout the day using an app chart such as Read Your Body, or set an alarm to go off before your bedtime that will remind you to chart. Get your spouse involved too. Maybe your spouse will be the one who keeps track of your chart and he'll ask you each night what you observed that day. Or maybe you'll just talk to him about charting each night, and that way it just becomes a habit and a part of y'all's evening routine. Creating systems and routines will help you build habits that will create a solid foundation for your charting. My last tip for you is to read fertility awareness books. I recommend the books Take Charge of Your Fertility and The Fifth Vital Sign. Take Charge of Your Fertility is great if you're using a method that tracks basal body temperature or cervical mucus. It goes way in depth on those biomarkers and has tons of example charts. It's literally as thick as my Bible and can be a great reference book for you regardless of what method you choose. The Fifth Vital Sign goes way, way, way in depth on the different types of cervical mucus and how they are made and what they do. I love this book because their cervical mucus labels align perfectly with the way that FEM categorizes them. The Fifth Vital Sign also talks about how your hormones work each cycle, the history of hormonal birth control, how to cool with hormonal birth control, and what nutrients you need to be getting as a woman for your optimal health. It is a great resource to have on hand, and personally, I found it easier to read than Taking Charge of Your Fertility, so if you only want to get one book, I actually recommend The Fifth Vital Sign more, but they're both good. All right, my friend, I hope these tips have been encouraging for you as you're getting started with fertility awareness. If this episode was helpful for you, please leave a 5-star review and share it with a friend. If you'd like to stay in touch between now and our next imaginary coffee date, you can follow me on Instagram at @Kara_Beth17. I hope you have a fabulous rest of your day and a great week. I'll talk to you later. Love ya. Bye.